saying, Spike had a little trip to the vet, and now he doesn't chase the other puppies anymore.
I may be Love's bitch, but at least I'm man enough to admit it. What are you looking at?
The man I love.
Welcome to NakedSpike.com, the podcast. This podcast is devoted to the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike. Here at the LiveJournal community, you can read fanfic that is written, and you can also see some of the fan art. If you go visit Naked Spike, the LiveJournal community, please leave feedback for all the authors and all the artists. I am bringing you a story from the Naked Valentine Challenge. One of these picks, it was Angel and Lindsay together. This is rated R. It's titled Meet Me at the Hilton. It is by SusieQB77. It is set during season 5 of Angel. Spike Gunn and Angel had rescued Lindsay from the suburban hell. Lindsay had a beautiful wife, respectful kid, and a nice house until all hell broke loose. Gunn was put on the charm necklace and resumed Lindsay's place. Soon Lindsay was back at East Side and being questioned by Angel and Spike. "He doesn't know anything. He's been through hell. Leave him alone, Angel," Eve whined. Angel rolled his eyes. Eve curled up against Lindsay's arm. Spike scoffed. "Yeah, rescued him from a right hell we did." Eve jumped up and pushed Angel and Spike out of the room. She returned to sit by Lindsay's side. She had to physically put his arm around her. What was his problem? He withdrew slowly and made up an excuse about being out of sorts and tired. Eve still looked hurt. In bed, Eve tried to cuddle up to him. He allowed her to cuddle up, only to please her enough to stop her questions, and they drifted to sleep. He dreamed of his hell, his beautiful wife next to him, then on top of him, riding his cock slowly. He groaned in his sleep as he rolled away from Eve. His dream resumed with his hell wife morphing into Angel. Angel was riding him instead. Lindsay reached up to guide Angel in deeper as he lifted his hips. The dream was broke as he was shaken awake by Eve.
"Lindsay, are you okay?"
He jerked away from her and turned his back to hide his erection.
"Lindsay, you were moaning in your sleep."
Annoyed, Lindsay spat out, "Go to sleep, Eve. I'm exhausted." She left him alone. Lindsay woke up early thinking of Angel. Why did his wife turn into Angel? Angel of all beings, too. Lindsay sat and thought about his dream most of the morning.
"Bossy, line 3, Harmony sang over the intercom to Angel.
Spike sat in Angel's office sipping a cup of blood with his feet propped up. Angel stared at the sight.
"Don't you have something to do?"
"Yeah. Doing it, mate. Annoying you." He grinned at Angel over his cup. Angel huffed and picked up the phone, surprised to hear Lindsay on the other end.
"We need to talk." Lindsay sounded panicked.
"Is everything okay? What is it?" Angel sat up straighter. This piqued Spike's interest. Angel turned away from him.
"Yeah, I can be there in an hour."
Okay, I will."
"Yes, I know where it is," Angel assured the man on the other end of the line.
"Where are we going?" Spike asked Angel as he stood to gather his coat. Angel cut him off. "I'm going to meet someone. You're staying put."
Angel started out the door and quickly turned, face Spike, nose to nose.
"I mean it, Spike. Stay put."
Spike could push Angel's button, but he also knew when to stop pushing, and this was the time to stop pushing. He quickly stepped back, holding his hands up in defeat.
"No problem, Peaches. Staying here, I am."
He quickly sat down. Angel glided out of the office as swiftly as he could. He found the Hilton and pulled into the underground parking lot. Fancy hotel for a meeting, Angel thought. He parked the car and walked to the elevator. Lindsay said to go straight to room 370. Angel grew impatient as he walked the halls to the room. Why did Lindsay want to meet him? Couldn't he have just gone to his place? There was a Do Not Disturb sign on the door. Angel rolled his eyes and knocked. Lindsay could be so dramatic. Lindsay opened the door and pulled Angel inside.
"Thanks for coming, Angel."
Angel smiled. He couldn't help himself. It was all so silly.
"What are you doing? Have you completely lost it?"
Lindsay paced the room, not forming complete sentences. Angel grabbed his arm and faced him eye to eye. Lindsay blushed.
What?
I don't know where to begin, Angel. I can't stop. Well, I just... Ugh. I can't even say it.
Say what?
Look, you got me here. Now say it, whatever the it is. Anger dripped from Angel's voice.
Since you rescued me, I can't stop thinking about you.
Lindsay turned away from Angel.
What? Since I rescued you? That was yesterday, Lindsay.
Cut the crap and tell me what this is all about.
What kind of stunt are you pulling now? Angel demanded.
Lindsay loved his forceful voice, and his erection was proof of that excitement. He took a deep breath and turned to face Angel.
This is what I'm talking about, he screamed out with his voice shaking.
Angel couldn't help but to focus in on Lindsay's smell and his hard-on.
Oh, I see.
What?
Angel sat down, confused. You called me here because you, because you're...
Don't you have Eve? Why did you call me?
Braver now, Lindsay walked slowly to Angel. He put his hand on his shoulder.
Angel, I guess maybe I'm finally admitting something to myself, about myself. All this time fighting you and hating you, when I actually loved you.
Angel smiled up at the man, confessing his secrets.
Bloody hell!
They both turned towards the door as they heard the exclamation.
Spike.
Angel shook his head. Why does this surprise him? Spike never listened to him anyways.
Angel took Lindsay's hand from his shoulder and gently kissed it before letting it go. He took a deep breath and walked towards the door. He stopped halfway and yelled, "Hold on, Spike!" In one swift move, he had Lindsay's lip captured in his own. He left the man moaning for more, and he released him to go answer the door. Angel opened the door, and Spike leaned on the frame, waving a tube of lube.
"Did I miss anything?"
He grinned. Angel's smile turned into a needy growl as he pulled Spike in and shut the door.
I hope everybody had a great Valentine's Day, and I'm going to be reading some more of the Valentine's Day challenges. There were some great pairings, so I can't wait to bring you some of those. Have a great week, everybody.
Many were infected. Infected with a disease that thinks. A disease that talks. And as the victims finally succumbed, a disease that walks. One man fought back. He resisted the voices. Perry Dawsey carved out pieces of himself in a desperate attempt to survive. He won. But as Perry awakes in a government hospital, he realizes he can still hear those voices. It's not over. And now it's even worse. Because the infection has become contagious. Contagious is the bloody sequel to Scott Sigler's horror thriller, Infected. Available now, online and in bookstores everywhere. Perry's back, and he's got one question for you. Do you feel itchy?
I'm saying that Spike had a little trick to the vet, and now he doesn't chase the other puppies anymore.
I may be love's bitch, but at least I'm man enough to admit it. What are you looking at?
The man I love.